Ed, can you tell our listeners who you are and what you do?
Well, my name is Ed Winder. I guess I'm unemployed right now.
Well, then tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, I come from primarily the high-tech industry. My career has been spent in high-tech organizations, starting with IBM for 10 years, a database company called Cullinet back in the 80s for 7 years, another database company called Informix for another 7 years, and then some time spent in strategic software environments. One's called Active Software. Spent 3 years there, an opportunity to take a company public with a good team, and then another one as a CEO, a company called Tradec. And my last CEO experience was with a company, a UK-based company called Clearpace Software. So primarily high-tech sales and marketing and executive roles.
How did you first meet up with Lisa Nirell, and how long have you two known each other?
I've known Lisa for probably a little more than 10 years, and I don't know how I got introduced to her, but I do know I met her at Active Software. I was looking for a program by which I could implement a structured way of selling to a group that was growing very, very fast. My charge was to grow the group very fast. When I joined them, they were about $1 million in sales, and we wanted to ramp this very quickly. And I noticed very early on that we didn't have repeatable processes internally that could be ramped. And I needed some help in developing that. And somehow I got introduced to Lisa. She came in, we met, we went from there, and it was a blessing. She brought us a process of understanding all of those elements, merging all of those elements, understanding the different dynamics of various people and how we might want to match up various resources to effectively deal with various people. It was quite a learning process. There was a lot of science behind this thing, and it worked.
Well, tell me more about that. I like the it's worked part. What kind of results did you get from this new sales process?
The first result I'll say is we had a unified organization that really knew how to communicate with each other, and we were all on the same page. So it really brought us together. But in terms of results, I would simply say that when I joined the company, the revenues of the company were $1 million annually. When I left the company after 3 years, we were on a run rate of $100 million a year and had gone public. You can't attribute all of that to any one thing, but I can tell you that the underpinnings of our structure and culture as an organization were put in place with Lisa and with that particular sales and marketing approach.
Well, even though the market was tough, how would you evaluate how well this process that she developed worked?
Oh, I think it worked fantastically. As a small organization, we were able to compete effectively with a public company that had, you know, 1,000 times our resources and win business from them. We were a pain in their sides constantly. The CEO of that company and I served on a board together, and he would tell me, you know, you guys, you're such a nuisance. I mean, how do you do what you do? I mean, you're bugging me. And he was the company that eventually bought us. We landed names like Dell Computer, IBM, Solectron, Sanmina SCI, Jabil Circuit, Motorola. It goes on and on. We've got 13 accounts in a little more than 2 years that were stellar accounts and would have formed the foundation for long-term growth and success in the company had we been able to survive the environment, the climate at the time. But the process works, and I salute her for that. I think more than the process, the individual works as well. The thing I valued most in Lisa was her ability to stay focused, cut through all of the things that may obscure the message that you really need to get, and get back to asking the crisp, clear questions necessary to have answers to win. She's a master at it, and I think her business reflects it.
Is there anything in particular that you find that really stands out about what makes Lisa unique?
The thing I like about Lisa is Lisa participates in what she's advising her clients on doing. She is as good at implementing and getting it done as she is at telling you what ought to be implemented or done. And she does it she's got a good manner about her. She's a fun person to work with. She's always got a smile. If you look at a picture on her website, that's what you get when you get Lisa. What you see in that picture is exactly the way she is. So in training sessions, in workshops, in presentations, all of this, she's there. She's involved. So I think she's as effective as a thinker as she is as a doer. And I think that combination as a consultant is, I wouldn't say rare, but it's not every consultant that comes to work.
So if you were talking to another CEO or a business owner who are thinking about hiring Lisa and her team, when do you think they should call her? What would be the kinds of issues and problems they might be having when they would say to themselves, boy, this is the time to call Lisa Nirell?
The time to call her is before you're in the ditch, before it's real obvious to you you're well off track. Because maybe it's a minor thing that she can observe very, very quickly and help you steer back on course and not have such a hard way to go to get back on course. So I'd say call her anytime. You got ideas. You've got observations, things you're wondering about. Is this common, or is this the sign of something to come? Or am I growing as fast as I should? Any of those questions. And those questions come all the time, not when it's too late or you're in deep trouble or you're losing customers or you're losing employees, and now you're saying, well, what went wrong? You could have made that call anytime along the way, used minimal amounts of her services to help you monitor and tweak an organization long before you ever got to that point. Give it a shot. If she can do half of what she did for me, for anybody else, I think they'd be pleased.